SOP261 today, we're doing the microphone shootout, and we've got some podcasting stories from around the net.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where, if you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting to today. We're talking gear, we're talking about podcast success stories, the whys of podcasting, all of the above here at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is a conversation between myself and you, and I would love to hear from you. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Simply dial 888-563-3228. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out in our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. Well, how does my voice sound, boys and girls? Because I'm using... Am I using a new microphone? Now, if you're new to the show, you're going, I don't know. But here is microphone number one. I like the way we're going to do this. And then I'm going to unplug just to keep things here. Now, I'm not using a pop filter today, just so I can, I'm right up on this mic. I mean, let's do this. I'm not getting shocked. That's good. I'm in the basement today. I am right up on this microphone. I mean, my nose is hitting it right now. So I want to have apples to apples. So with my mouth right on the microphone, you can hear. Isn't that gross? Okay. Mouth noises. So this is mic number one. I'm actually going to unplug it and plug in another microphone. So here we go. You're going to hear a pump noise here. And this is microphone number two. Now, which microphone do you like better? This is microphone number two. Again, I'm really close. Now, you'll notice one thing about this microphone. If I move away from it, I have different characteristics. I'm moving the microphone. I'm closer. I feel like Grover on Sesame Street. Near, far, near, far. Now, moving my mic here about the length of my thumb, so whatever that is, 4 inches here, and you'll hear big differences in volume as I keep moving it in and out, in and out, in and out. Now, I'm going to plug back in the other microphone. All right, so this is microphone number two. Now, I'm actually moving that same exact amount. I'm moving back and forth, and I hear a little bit of a volume swell, but not like the other one. And this is microphone number one. So this is, again, my microphone shootouts are so boring. I always want to read something, but this is microphone number one. Real quick, we'll switch back to number two. What I should have done is recorded these. If you ever want to do a mic shootout, record yourself saying something so you can play them back to back, and there's not this lapse of time. But here. And this is good. This is what I sound like with a fat lip. In the process of unplugging that microphone, I jammed the microphone right in my mouth. Okay. Yeah, that's gonna... Am I bleeding? There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I will bleed, and none of these have pop filters today. Okay. So there you go. A man willing to bleed for his art. Let's go back to microphone number one, and I'll tell you which one is which. All right, so this is microphone number one. Is this the new mic, or is this the... Because here's your choices. One of these microphones is a Shure SM58. One of them is the new Electrovoice RE320. Now, I'm going to give you a hint here. This microphone has two settings. This setting is for voice. Now, this is going to sound silly, and I can also switch it like this, and I have a different kind of voice here because it's set for a kick drum or a guitar. So this is kick drum and guitar. This is for voice, a little different. And that would mean that this microphone, microphone number one, is in fact the new Electrovoice RE320. So I will put a link out in the show notes. This is show 261. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/261, and you can say, which microphone did you like better? The microphone number one, which is, again, the Electrovoice RE320, or microphone number two, which is my good old standard dynamic. Both of these are dynamic, by the way, dynamic microphones. Now, what that basically means is they really don't pick up much. If I get way far away from the microphone here, I am about an elbow to wrist away from the microphone. So when you get away from it, it really doesn't pick up as much. And again, I'm not using pop filters today, so you hear a little popping, just so we can get the apples to oranges comparison. So I would love to, I love it myself. I think the clarity, the 58, again, because I was right up on it, had that extra bass. But in terms, if you're looking for clarity, to me, this has that S's and T's clarity that I'm looking for, that I used to get from my condenser microphones. And those are the ones I used on the very beginning of the show, because everybody said, oh, if you're going to record your voice, you want a condenser microphone. Well, those things pick up everything. I mean, those will pick up literally a pin dropping on the floor. And so this kind of has that same characteristics. It actually has what looks like a microphone, like you could talk into the side of it like this, but it's actually, you're not supposed to cover those up. So it's kind of a knockoff. They have the RE20 is a $400 microphone. It's kind of the industry standard for radio. The Electrovoice RE20 has been around forever. And this is kind of its younger brother, the RE320, and it goes for $299. I looked at Amazon, I looked at Musician Friend, I looked at BSW, I looked at Same Day. It's not actually listed at Same Day Music, which was kind of a bummer because they don't charge tax. But in terms of, if you think about it, I know right now everybody's really high and mighty on the Heil PR40. There's also the Rode. Is it Rode or Roadster? I think it's Rode. Podcaster microphone is about that same price. And so it's in that kind of $300 ballpark. So it is getting in the upper end, but I really like the sound of this thing. Very, very cool. And I have, and I actually, if you have been thinking about buying my book, More Podcast Money, if you go over to the website, sign up on the book, I actually have a blog post which shows the actual email that I sent to actually be able to, I don't get to keep this microphone. And I told them straight up front, I'm not going to give this a good review if I don't like it. And they were like, that's fine. And I have to send this back pretty much as soon as I get done recording this. I've had it for about a week playing with it. So there you go. There's the microphone shootout between the SM58 and the RE320. Now, to compare the two again, the Shure SM58, which has the dented windscreen because I've had this thing forever, goes for $99. The EV, the Electrovoice RE320, goes for, again, $299. So we're looking at, you know, triple the price. And this microphone does do, it's great. If I was in a home, for me especially, being a musician, the fact that I can use this to record a guitar, a kick drum, as well as my voice, it's really like getting two microphones in one. And I can realize if you're a podcaster, you might be going, do I really need to pay extra money for that flippy switch thing? You know, that's really up to you. But I do like the clarity of the S's and T's that I like. And then the other thing I got about it is the fact that I really don't have to worry about my mouth. I'm actually moving my mouth all over the place now, and it really... it just has this nice area. It doesn't change the tone, because so many times if you move, well, here, let me show you. I'm going to plug back in the 58, see if I can do this without punching myself in the face. With the 58, if I'm here, you know, I get this voice and that sounds okay, but if I get really close, I get that cool basic thing that some people really, really like, but it changes the tone based on where I'm at. I don't get that with the RE320. Back to it. I'm getting really good at unplugging and plugging that back in, but I wanted you to see that this is what I'm doing. So there you go, little microphone shootout. Again, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/261 and vote which one was your microphone, or just leave a comment out at the show notes. All right, I always like to kind of broadcast, explain different companies and such that are using podcasting to, again, reach a global audience. And I was reading an article about a nurse whose mother, due to having multiple sclerosis, was forced to become a consultant for nurses. Now, this service has been turned into a podcast by her son, who, his name is Jim DeMaria, who is an RN, as well as a vice president of Renal Care Registered Nursing Services. This is out of New York. And I was reading this article. There's a link to the article out at my blog, which is davidjackson.org. It says the Nurses Station, which is the name of the podcast, it's a weekly audio podcast that discusses current events and issues that affect the nursing community. The show also features guest interviews with fellow nurses and answers questions from listeners who write in to the show. Now, the show, which has about 15,000 subscribers and more than 15,000 weekly downloads, is available as a free download on iTunes and on Renal Care's website, which is at renalcarerns.com. Now, the Nurses Station came out of an idea that the company could use a social medium, such as a podcast, to reach a large portion of the nursing community while at the same time bringing brand recognition to Renal Care, which is the sole sponsor of the show. Now, Demario said the show started out as a monthly broadcast and went to twice a month. After about a year, we started to go weekly. And topics include meditation for stress and nursing and the healthcare reform debate. All the shows are pre-recorded, and he usually does about 5 interviews each Friday. We're actually going to talk about that in a future episode, about how do you find time to podcasting. He recorded more than 20 shows in February alone. He says, I do a little background on my guest first and then just have a conversation. Notice it's not a commercial. Like I said, it's a conversation. The more free-flowing, the better. It makes for a much more informative interview. And I would love to get a hold of this guy and say, do you give people the questions ahead of time? Because I think it's more of a conversation if you don't. I know some people like to. I'm going to be doing a interview shortly here. I have one lined up, and I'm really debating whether or not, because I'm going to actually ask some hard-hitting questions, and you'll hear more about that. I'm actually going to keep who it is. It's a cool company related to podcasting. I don't want to spill the beans yet. So it's an interesting way, again, to reach a global audience, keep your brand out there, and it's getting him right. He's joining that community. He's forming a community of nurses around that. Now, if you're thinking, oh, I was going to start a nerding podcast, start one anyway, because you can listen to his, find out what you like about it, and go, oh, but maybe there's something that they're missing. Or again, just having your point of view is going to make your podcast stand out. Speaking of starting a podcast, a recent article about Wizard Media, who are the folks behind Libsyn, LIBSYN.com, which is who I'm using for hosting, they state that more people are starting podcasts and that it's going, because it's basically going more mainstream. Again, I think the reason for this is people are starting to consume podcasts away from the synchronization cord of iTunes. They're getting them on their phone. I also point to the TV. You know, podcasts are cutting that cord to iTunes, and they're getting more of a direct path to listeners, to viewers, and even Blueberry.com now has a way for you to get your podcast on the Roku. There are actually a couple of different boxes that Blueberry is on. But here's a press release from Wizard Media. It says, the world's leading podcasting network, they announced that it's seeing a 26% increase in average weekly signups in 2011 versus average weekly signups for 2010. Now, in addition, Wizard's premier podcast distribution and monetization platform, which is Libsyn.com, has seen average weekly content account revenues increase 27% for 2011 versus 2010. It says, we believe a large part of this growth in podcasting is due to the fact that podcast consumption has recently gone much more mainstream than any time in the past. We believe a large part of this growth in podcasting is due to the fact that podcast consumption has really gone much more mainstream than it has in the past, says our good friend Rob Walsh, who's the VP of Podcast Relations. He's been on this podcast. He says, in 2007, when you looked at Libsyn's top 100 podcast shows, technology-oriented podcasts basically represented 13% of the downloads versus just 7% for comedy. Now, in the first quarter of 2011, technology podcasts represented just 2% of the downloads for the top 100 shows versus 42% for comedy podcasts and 27% for education and language podcasts. Over 69% of the downloads for the top 100 shows now come from very mainstream subjects, which is comedy, education, and language. And with clients like Adam Carolla, Mark Maron, who I've talked about, Joe Rogan, Kevin Smith, Steve Dahl, Libsyn.com has been both an enabler and beneficiary of the boom in comedy podcasts. Now, a recent article in Rolling Stone magazine highlighted what they called the 10 best comedy podcasts, and I've got a link to that article out at the, again, this is from my website, davidjackson.org. It says the Libsyn team was honored when it realized that it hosts 8 of the 10 shows picked by Rolling Stone as the best comedy podcast. Libsyn has seen many producers switch to its service from other hosting services or their own self-hosting account recently, As producers get serious about podcasting, they often find they need a service that can hide, that can handle any growth. Boy, I cannot talk today, and I'm reading this, that can handle any growth they receive, and one that has the tools to monetize the show. And basically, the rest of this is a Libsyn commercial. And, you know, like I say, I've used them since 2005. That's a great hosting company, as is Blueberry. Both companies buy podcasters for podcasters. So there you go. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, more and more people are getting, we've come a long way since 2004, people. And I'm loving the fact that when I talk to people now, I actually was at my job where I am a teacher, and I heard people talking about a podcast. You know, around the water cooler. It wasn't me going, having to explain what a podcast was. They're like, oh, yeah, I was listening to NPR and blah, blah, blah. And I said, really? What station is that? Oh, I just listened to the podcast. Oh, wow, that's cool. And they, I think they're actually using it on their BlackBerry, of all things. So that is going to do it for today. Like we said, different ways that you can help build a community. 26% more people are starting podcasts. And if you're on the edge, I've got a perfect, you know what? I cannot talk today. You know why I can't talk? My lip is fat from hitting myself in the face with a microphone. you want to start a podcast? I am the man to help you with that. I got two ways to do it. If you want me to basically build the car for you so you can just drive, come see me at podcastmechanic.com. If you're ready, you're kind of a hands-on person, come see me at theschoolofpodcasting.com. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources if you're looking for music, if you're looking for graphics. We've got discounts for places if you want graphics and music and things of that nature as well. Come out and see me, schoolofpodcasting.com. You can sign up for a week, a month, a half a year, whatever you want to do. Come out and see me. I would love to help you start a successful podcast. One last thing, let me remind you that July 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be hosting another free, that's FR with two E's, a free podcasting webinar. Come out and ask any question you want, network with other podcasters. It's something I do because, you know, it's that whole community thing. And sometimes we have four people and sometimes we have 20. And it doesn't matter. So if you're thinking, I'll never, no, come on out. To sign up for that, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. I would love to talk to you. We actually use phones for that because some people don't have microphones yet. They're new to the podcasting world. And if you do have a microphone, yes, you can plug in and dial in via Skype, things like that, if you have a Skype out number. So that's going to do it. Thank you again so much for listening. I deeply appreciate having your attention for, you know, 20 minutes every now and then. What did we learn today? Well, we got to listen to the Electrovoice RE320, the variable D dynamic microphone versus the Shure SM58. We heard about the Nursing Station podcast and how they have 15,000 weekly downloads. It's a great way to build a community. And we learned that 26% more people in 2011 are starting podcasts. And my question to that is, why aren't you? Come see me. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you again. Until then, class. Yeah, we also learned that Dave will bleed for his art. Class dismissed.